Grand Rapids Parents Podcast, Episode 2. In this episode, we're talking about why we are starting the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast for GRKids.com and a little bit about back to school and specifically iAcademy Global over in Zealand. Stay with me.
What's making parents happy all over Grand Rapids?
The Grand Rapids Parents Podcast from GRKids.com. It's info central when it comes to kids and families, bringing you an honest, relevant, and encouraging look at our community.
With interviews, insights, and inspiration designed to help moms and dads navigate parenting in West Michigan. It's a game changer.
Parents in Grand Rapids, this podcast is for you. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Melody Vanderweide from the GRKids.com team, and I'm excited to welcome you to one of our first episodes of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. And today we are going to start talking about back to school. But first, I want to talk about podcasts. Why are we starting a Grand Rapids Parents Podcast? And the short answer is because I love the stories that I am finding behind the scenes all over Grand Rapids. In my job with GR Kids, I get to talk to a lot of people, and I meet amazing people every day. Everyone has a story, and these stories, whether it be from a personal standpoint or from a business or a company or a school or whatever, they all impact our local community, and they need a voice. And so I thought, let's start the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast where we can talk about these things, where we can give a voice to these local stories. And I'm so excited that I've finally figured out how to use all of this crazy equipment in my home office so that I can bring these things to you. That's right. I had no idea how to podcast 2 months ago. I've been listening to podcasts for a couple of years now. I'm what you would call an Uber user. I listen to podcasts incessantly. I would prefer a podcast to almost any other type of media. I can take it with me. I can listen to it while I'm cooking. I can listen to it while I'm walking. I can listen to it in the car. Basically, anytime I don't have kid music going, I can listen to a podcast. So it's pretty much perfect for my on-the-go life. So I thought, let's have a podcast. It's portable. It's easy for parents to use. And how do I get a podcast? You know, it's always been around in the back of my mind. Where do I go? I researched and researched and researched and finally found an online class that would teach me how to podcast. So it was the month of June was all in. Lots and lots of trial and error, lots of learning, figuring out how to set up equipment. And I am not a tech person. You can ask my husband. But I even got out the drill to, you know, screw in these boom arms holding up the microphones in my office. It's really pretty funny. I'll take a picture of my setup and post it along with this episode so you can see what we're working with here. But it's so much fun. I love learning new things, and now I have this great opportunity to go out and capture these stories that are all over Grand Rapids and share them with you. So I hope that you will give me grace as I learn the audio quality. Hopefully I will learn a little bit every time, right? I am still a very new person at this. I hope to be able to make things sound good for you so that you're not, you know, your ears don't hurt after you listen to us. And I also hope that you'll find this entertaining, informational. And I don't have a specific set format that we're going to follow every week on this podcast. Just in case you were wondering, we're going to bring you what's relevant when it's happening and the things that are kind of on our heart. So some weeks we might have a really long interview. Like this week, we have an interview with Ruth Hester from iAcademy Global, and that's going to run for 20 or so minutes. Some weeks we might talk shorter, some weeks we might talk longer, but that's the beauty of a podcast. You can do it for as long or as short as you want. We're not stuck to the regular traditional media schedule where you have to fill 60 minutes and that's it and then you're out. Or, you know, if some weeks we just have a shorter version, great. That's what's going to happen. So And just a little background there about why we're podcasting. And I would love to have your suggestions about people, stories, things that you would like to hear us talk about on our Grand Rapids Parents podcast. So please shoot me an email. My email is really easy. It's Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, like music, at grkids.com. And I will be happy to entertain your ideas. So the other thing we were talking about today is back to school, right? I mean, the leaves aren't even changing yet, but the weather has definitely been cool. But that's been the case all summer, right? It's almost time for back to school. And some of you on balance calendars are going back next week. It's hard to believe those backpacks and school buses are going to start being out, but they are. So if you're driving, be mindful of those buses. Make sure you're stopping for those flashers. I know it's kind of a shock to remember every fall, but we want to keep our kiddos safe. For the rest of us that are going back after Labor Day, enjoy these last few days of summer. And today I specifically want to talk to you about a newer school option for your kids. And it's anchored out in Zeeland. They are opening an Allegan campus in Academy. And it's offshoot iCademy Global. InOcademy and iCademy Global are charter schools. And they're not that old, but they have a strong foundation and a strong following. And they are still accepting enrollment. And if you're thinking about your child's education for this year or next year, and I've heard that they have plans to open a branch over in Grand Rapids in the coming years. So this might just be something to stick in your back pocket. InOcademy and iCademy Global are some pretty incredible options. And I spent the morning with Ruth Hester, who is a teacher and a facilitator at the iCademy Global and InOcademy out in Zeeland. And she's just a really incredible person, a great representation of the staff. I toured their building. Their building is amazing. And basically, you're going to hear about a school model that turns the typical education upside down. You don't have doors on the classrooms. There's no principal. There are a lot of teachers, but the student-to-teacher ratio is 1 to 15 or 1 to 20. The sizes are really, really small for the classes. There aren't typical grades. Rather, the students are placed together at their learning levels and they're asked to make progress from their learning levels. And to top this all off, it is a charter school, so that means that there's no tuition. So if you're interested in changing up your child's education, this model, as you'll hear, Ruth, it's not for everyone, but there are a lot of perks that come with getting involved in this. And there's a lot of different ways you can structure it into your life. You'll hear Ruth talk about some kids that, you know, come every day, but there's the online version where kids can come 2 days a week, or they can be completely remote based. And, you know, you could be in Marquette, Michigan, as long as you have a Michigan residence address. That's your criteria. So you have to sign up for a Michigan charter school kind of thing. Then you're going to be able to enroll, space allowing. And the enrollment does cut off soon here in August. But even if you miss that, if you're listening to this after the August cutoff date, this is information that you're going to want to keep in your back pocket so that you can go and check out iCademy Global or InOcademy. So without further ado, here is my interview with Ruth Hester of iCademy Global. And please excuse the banging. They were getting ready for the first day of school and they were putting their school together. They moved some rooms around, just had added another grade of their Spanish immersion program. And it was definitely a beautiful space, but you could tell they were in transition. So yeah, hang with us and apologies for any of the banging noises that might disrupt our conversation. Ruth, where are we right now?
We are in at the Homestead campus in Zeeland. at the location of iCademy, InnoCademy, and PreCademy.
And this is a non-traditional approach to education. That's what's happening in this beautiful building that we're sitting in, this one room that has doors that we could find in this whole area.
Right.
So iCademy Global is something that has kind of been birthed out of what else is happening in this building. So it's a charter school concept in Michigan.
Correct.
And who is chartering you?
We are chartered by LSSU, and our management company is Innovative Educational Services.
Okay, so charter schools, I think most people know charter school, you know, is like kind of like a regular school. You drop your kids off, there's teachers, you come home, and they have homework, and charter schools have a reputation of parents being pretty involved, and I'm thinking that's the same here, right?
Absolutely.
Do parents have some kind of agreement that they have to sign, or?
There is no agreement. Parents are excited to participate and get involved because of the closeness of relationships that are built with the teachers and the other staff, and it is something that just naturally happens.
That's awesome. So it's, you know, it's just kind of like high expectations across the board for everybody.
Absolutely.
That comes here. Now, what makes iCademy different than it's InnoCademy, right?
Correct.
InnoCademy is a place where kids are coming every day to school. And what grades do you serve with that?
InnoCademy serves grades K through 8.
Okay, and you draw mainly from kids in Zeeland, Holland. Where are those kids coming from?
We have students at InnoCademy in both Zeeland and Holland, and we also have PreCademy, so that serves 3 and 4 year olds as well.
Okay, and since you're a charter school, is there a fee to participate in InnoCademy?
There is no fee.
Okay.
It is a free public school.
And that's kind of blowing my mind, right? Because
mm-hmm.
this building is amazing. The concept is, how can that
yeah.
be free? But it's taxpayer supported, right?
Yes.
But the preschool, the PreCademy, that is a fee-based program.
Yes, self-funded.
But there's also a way that through Great Start. That parents can get funding help with that.
Correct.
Awesome. So what sets the iCademy Global apart from what you're doing here? Because you don't have to live in Zeeland or Holland to be part of iCademy Global, right?
Correct. iCademy Global is a state district school. So we can serve students anywhere in the state of Michigan as long as they have Michigan residency.
Okay, and so their funding is the same. I mean, the parents aren't paying for this. It's still taxpayer supported.
Correct.
But you don't have to be a resident of the area.
No.
So if I said, wow, I want to sign my kid up to come to iCademy Global, I'm not going to send to the school down the street anymore. What does that look for me? Let's say I have a kindergartner.
iCademy Global offers something very unique to families of elementary students, especially. A lot of our families are families that have homeschooled prior to coming to us, or have participated in a more traditional setting but aren't satisfied with the experience that their child is having. Or maybe they are experiencing some life changes where they're looking at traveling for work, or they're needing a non-traditional solution for their family. And so elementary students have an opportunity for a blended program where they come in 2 full days a week and receive instruction by certified teachers, and have a lot of really cool social learning experiences. They do project-based learning. They get direct instruction. They have the opportunity to work in small groups and large groups, receive large group instruction, go on field trips, explore our outdoor learning environment. And the other days of the week, they're working at home with their parents on their online curriculum. And the online curriculum for elementary is really only about 25% online, because we recognize that that isn't developmentally appropriate for a child to sit in front of a screen all day long.
Good.
So we're very intentional about choosing our curricular resources based on what's developmentally appropriate for the children, meaning there are physical resources that go along with the content that is being taught, like math manipulatives, art supplies, physical books, science tools.
So it's like it's a blending of your traditional education where, yes, I'm having teacher interaction, I'm doing all this social stuff too, but then the parents get to kind of structure the rest of their learning at home.
Correct.
Okay, great. I'm trying to compare and contrast the way that I grew up and how I was taught.
The same way I grew up.
Yeah, and the way my kids are learning, you know, because this is, I just walked in here and I'm like, wow, this is a whole new concept. It kind of feels like college for kids. So you also don't put kids into classes based on just what grade they're in. Right? You have something else that you do here. What is that? How does that work?
We use multi-age grouping, Just Right Learning, for our students. So we have screeners and assessments that we do to make sure that we know very clearly the developmental levels where the kids are when they come to us in language arts and math. And based on those screeners, we can determine what their Just Right Learning level is. If they're below grade level, we provide RTI and other services.
And what is RTI?
RTI is response to intervention. It's an intervention method that allows us to meet the needs of the kids in many different ways on three different levels. And so the learning that the kids are engaged in is less about their chronological level or their age and more about what their developmental level is. So we have a lot of kids at iAcademy that are two, sometimes three grade levels above where they are chronologically, because we don't want to hold anybody back. It is very individualized. And we, at iAcademy Global, we do individualized development plans, IDPs. In the special education world, special education students receive IEPs, individualized education plans. And we believe that that is a very powerful tool that all students should benefit from.
Wow.
So we have IDPs for all of our students that project out several years that indicate what their passions are and what their interests are and an anticipated track for their growth.
And is this happening with the online students too?
Yes, that's what iAcademy Global does.
Okay, so you've got kids, they come to you, you assess where they're at, you give them Just Right Learning, and then you make an individual plan for those students. And how often is that plan looked at?
We set those plans up initially with the families during the orientation process, and it's reviewed each year with the learning coach. So at iAcademy Global, each student has teachers, and then they also have a learning coach that sole responsibility is to make sure that all of their needs are being met as a whole person, academically, socially, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We all have spiritual sides, and it's not necessarily from a faith perspective, but more from a whole person perspective. And for some kids, their spirituality is their passion, right? So we have a lot of opportunities for kids to explore their passions built into our structure with all of the flexibility that we provide being an online school. And then we're also developing some really special electives here in the building where kids can come in and start to really dig into what they love.
It's very student-centric here. And I love what you were telling me before, that educators really buy in to this model. You don't have a principal at this school.
No, we do not.
That is another very non-traditional approach. So how does the administrative stuff happen here? If you don't have a principal, you don't have administrators.
Right. We have a teacher-led model. So everyone is reaching out to kids, whether they're teaching or whether they're working in the cafeteria or whether they're acting as an aide or a parapro. Everyone is working with the kids. And that does a couple of things for us. It allows us to keep our ratios low. So we have a ratio of about 15 to 1.
Wow.
And it also cuts out a lot of administrative overhead expenses. And it allows the teachers to, so the teacher-led model is based on the idea that everyone is working with kids, and then everyone takes on responsibilities to run the business aspects of the school. So
what does that look like for you personally?
I am an elementary teacher, and I have the school responsibility of leading the curriculum development for iAcademy Global for grades K through 12. And I also provide leadership for the elementary grades. And then we have dozens of school responsibilities. Some of them are more intense than others, but the teachers get to choose where they play. So if you have a passion for curriculum, in my sense, I got to choose to have that as my school responsibility. And so as I'm growing as a whole person, I get to determine from that, okay, where do I want to grow? How do I want to grow? That becomes part of my individual growth, my IDP, as a staff member.
So you guys not only make these plans and have this concept for students, you live it, you embody it yourself.
Yes, we model it.
Who is teaching the online part of the iAcademy Global lessons? And are they teachers that are also doing other things here, or how does that look?
We have certified teachers, highly qualified teachers, in all of the core content areas. For elementary, we have 5 certified teachers, and for secondary, we have certified teachers for language arts, math, science, and social studies. We have 3 instructional delivery platforms that we use at iAcademy Global. We have synchronous blended learning, and synchronous means that kids are doing their learning at about the same pace as another group, as a group of students. And the blended part is where they come in on campus face-to-face and receive instruction from our certified teachers, and they learn together in learning groups and do projects, project-based learning, and have opportunities to explore concepts a little bit more deeply. The middle and high schoolers have the opportunity to do that once a week for each of their core classes. And kids can choose which classes they do in this manner.
So what are some of their choices for classes?
Well, for each grade level, these are for the core classes.
Okay.
So they could, like a 7th grader, could say, okay, I struggle with math, so I know that I want to do this at about the same pace as a group of kids so I can have a study group and help from a teacher on a regular basis on site.
Okay.
So they might choose to do math in the synchronous blended format, but then they might choose to do all of their other work online.
I see.
Without that group that they're learning with.
So once again, it's just you're building, it's like Legos. You're just taking your education and you're taking different types of pieces and putting it together in the way that's going to best serve that kid.
Correct. And those decisions are made in partnership with the learning coach, the student, and the parents, so that there are 3 data points around this decision to determine the best
fit. I just want to say, you are doing a great job talking through all the banging that is happening here. We're just going to leave the banging in because it's kind of unpredictable, and school's starting very soon, and you guys are working on putting your building back together.
Yes.
So there's
yes.
been a lot of growth and movement around here. So sorry, podcast listeners, you're just going to deal with the banging. We're going to work right through
it
that.
It happens a lot during the summer, so we're closing it up here.
That's part of the environment.
So we talked about the synchronous blended, and that's kids coming on campus face-to-face once a week if they're middle and high school. It also is the elementary blended synchronous for their 2-day-a-week that they're able to participate in, 2 full days. For the next platform, we have synchronous virtual, and that is similar in that there's a group of kids working through the content at about the same pace, and they're receiving instruction once a week in a virtual classroom where they're live, face-to-face, through video conferencing with their content teacher and other students that are in that learning group. And then the third platform is the asynchronous virtual, where they move at their own pace and receive more one-on-one instruction from their teachers and are able to do all of their work online.
So Do you ever encounter technological challenges? You said there's the face-to-face virtual interaction of students and teachers. As a parent, do I have to be really tech savvy to set this up for my kid? I mean, what kind of equipment are we talking about?
Well, the student computers come preloaded with the software that they will need to do all of their
So you're supplying a computer to the student?
Yes. Each student gets a computer that is loaded with Microsoft Office.
Is it like a laptop?
It's a laptop.
Okay.
The device we're purchasing is actually a Dell device that has never been used by anyone. It's in production right now.
Wow.
And it is a kind of hybrid. It's a laptop with a touch screen that can flip around and be configured in all different ways.
Sure. And so it probably has a video cam on board that's going to help you interface with your instructor.
Yes.
We've been talking a bit about the education that you offer here, and that education is very unique and special, but it is not for everyone, correct? What kind of students are served best by your learning model?
Well, we could be a solution for many, many people, but what we need at the elementary level, you may have read between the lines, is that there is a need for a committed adult at home to do the teaching on the days that they're not on campus, or if the students don't come on campus at all, there needs to be a committed adult that can do that teaching at home in partnership with our teachers.
So it's like signing up for homeschooling or a version of homeschooling.
Correct.
Your students that are going to perform and excel with you are the students that are able to take a project and run with it and go to the teacher when they need assistance, have supportive parents, mm-hmm. And not be the ones that are skipping school. You said you have a truancy policy that's based on not attendance but academic progress?
Correct. Our truancy policy is more robust than most settings. A student could show up in their high school English class every day and sleep in the back row. But with us, if they're not achieving a certain percentage of progress each week, that's a flag for us, first of all, to intervene and say, hey, what's going on? Do you have everything you need? Do you need to reach out to the teacher? You know, this would be what the learning coach is responsible for. If it's a situation where there just isn't any motivation to do it, then we would have to start that truancy process.
Okay.
So it's definitely something that you have to commit to. If you're looking for a change and you are excited to try something new, there's definitely a transitional process, but, you know, the learning coaches are here to help walk through that.
And do you have openings for specific grades right now, or all grades are available, or what are we looking at? Is there a, you know, we do have the deadline of August 22, correct, to enroll,
yes.
But other than that, are there restrictions?
All grade levels have openings right now. The senior level is getting close to the limit. I think we still have 4 openings at the senior level, so 12th grade. And every other level is wide open.
Great. And if someone wants to learn more but they can't make the open house, what should they do? Should they call you, someone else, email? What's the best way to get in touch?
They can find all that contact information on our website.
Is there anything else that you think parents in the greater Grand Rapids, West Michigan community should know about iCademy Global?
Yeah, they're actually one of the big projects that we've been working on throughout the past 5 months is the concept of premium electives for our middle and high school students. And these electives are designed by us in partnership with businesses that are going to be providing facilities in the building that lend itself to the course itself. So,
what electives are we talking about?
We have a business that has moved in upstairs in our building called Zipper Labs, and it is a makerspace. And for those of you that aren't aware of the makerspace movement, you can kind of think of it as an art studio for engineers. So it's a design build process where students would be learning the design process all of the trial and error stuff. All
like
the way,
an apprenticeship, kind
absolutely,
of.
Absolutely, all the way through prototyping, using 3D printers, laser cutters, woodworking type
cutting
tools.
Cutting edge, mm-hmm. high tech,
yes.
Very cool.
Yes, and we're also looking at a sewing studio around fiber arts and a coding studio with Protégé Labs. The sewing studio is Upsewn Kids, and Protégé is a coding around gaming, computer coding and gaming.
Protégé Labs, is that a local business, or who are they?
Yes, it's a business out of Grand Rapids, and they are now renting space in our building.
With the specific purpose of partnering with you?
Correct.
And in hopes that you'll start producing coders that they can hire,
yes,
down the road?
Well, maybe. Or maybe, you know, they really want kids at young ages to experience that side of computers. It's more than just consumption. It's about creating and developing.
And around video games,
around
which is
video
totally
games.
Their language.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we're also working on potential for dance, ballet, and other types of dance, and art.
And what age are these, you said, special electives geared towards? Are they just for the middle school and high school level, or where do they fit into the,
yes,
program?
Right now they are. The elementary has specials that are taught within the elementary area that are also around STEAM concepts, so STEAM being science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And so the specials for elementary include a STEAM class and an art class and things like that.
Very cool. Well, I am grateful that you took this time to share what is going on over here. And it sounds like you are growing every year. You're adding something new. There's Spanish immersion also happening in the
In Academy.
Mm-hmm. And you've expanded to Allegan. And we're just going to have to keep our eye on you because...
Absolutely. We are, you know, iAcademy Global. Our goal is to reach globally.
Thanks once again, Ruth, for your time and sharing your expertise with what you know about inAcademy and iAcademy Global. I'm sure that parents around Grand Rapids are just as surprised and happy as I am to hear about another great education option. And like I said, I'm putting all of the information to contact you or one of the other teachers about getting in into the school or finding out more information on the show notes at grkids.com. And I'm also putting pictures of your beautiful school into that blog post as well. So if you are listening to this and you're not on our website, you can just go to grkids.com and look for podcasts, and you will find one about iAcademy Global and be able to find all the contact information that you need to get hooked up with their upcoming open house or to be able to call them and just chat in person.